It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, October 11th, 2010. I'm John Moe. This week, the FCC is meeting to talk about cell phone bill shock. Maybe this has happened to you. You get a bill with some crazy huge extra charge that you weren't expecting, and suddenly you owe hundreds of dollars more than you thought, and you can barely even understand why. Those huge fees often come from accidentally connecting to a data network when you're not on a plan. That was the case with lots of Verizon customers. Last week, Verizon announced they'd be paying out refunds to those customers. Roaming charges can be huge, too, and cause bill shock. But Schwark Satyavolu, CEO of the web service BillShrink, says there are zillions of ways to get dinged on that monthly statement.
Everything from SMSing certain kinds of numbers, calling certain kinds of numbers, certain kinds of downloads, ringtones. There's even things where you can sign up for something online where you click through certain buttons and maybe provide a cell phone number as a SMS validation and so on and so forth, and automatically it gets start billed $10 a month or more to your phone bill.
You've dedicated your career to figuring out these cell phone bills as they come through. Do you still get surprised by stuff on your own cell phone bill from time to time?
This is a very embarrassing question because we did actually get hit in our house with a $500 charge.
Wow.
Which ended up being because an old phone that we turned on ended up using some data that that phone didn't have a data plan for, and it's not something that I wanted to use. Our phones are so complicated now, they end up doing a bunch of stuff on their own that we're rarely aware of. And it took me a long time to try and convince the cell phone company to actually waive that charge at the end.
If it can happen to a guy whose company is built around avoiding these charges, it can happen to anyone. So the FCC is getting involved. Cecilia Kang, technology reporter for The Washington Post, what is FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski going to do about bill shock?
He will introduce a proposal that would require cell phone carriers to warn users when there's a sudden increase in their bills. As to what specifically, how he would carry that out is what will be really interesting. If that will be in a text message, if that will be in an email, if in fact carriers can charge to send you that text message or email. No. I mean, that's, you know.
here's a charge to tell you we're about to charge you a lot more. Is this just talk, or am I likely to see this reflected on my bill sometime soon?
There has been a lot of talk at the FCC since the chairman, Julius Genachowski, came in, and not a lot of real policies or regulations that have been formed yet. When there is a business that presents the argument that this is going to hurt the economy, it's going to lead to further job losses, this is something that the Obama administration is very concerned about, then those policy proposals seem to sort of evaporate. But these are the kinds of issues, these so real pocketbook issues.
It's your dang phone bill. Yeah.
It feels very personal and people feel very vested in this. So you might see a lot more consumer attention on this particular issue, which could actually help the chairman if he wants to put this through. The other thing to consider is that, like in Washington, any sort of process making takes time.
Another story we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. It's Patch Tuesday tomorrow, Microsoft's monthly update of fixes for security vulnerabilities in their software. And this month may be the biggest update ever. 16 patches, we are told, to address 49 different vulnerabilities. So if you're running Windows, make sure it's licensed. Make sure you get that update. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
John, Facebook may have some new features, but one thing they still can't quite figure out is Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, the heartthrob teenage singer with the impossible hairdo.
Right. At issue here is, let's call it Justin Bieber disambiguation.
Okay.
There's this guy in Jacksonville, Florida, also named Justin Bieber, says he was booted off the social networking site, presumably because with a name like that, they just weren't believers. They didn't think he was a real guy.
Did you say believers?
Yeah. Are you not a believer?
I guess I'm not, but maybe I will be now. Well, it's not really fair because Florida Justin is way older than teenage Justin. Florida Justin got there first.
Well, Florida Justin says he got no warning before being yanked off the site, and he's tried contacting Facebook, but no luck.
You know, to Facebook's defense, if you get an email that says it's from Justin Bieber, you probably just figure it's spam and delete it. Dude should change his name to Sean Cassidy. I'm telling you, good luck, Florida Justin. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.